Sheffield is something of an unsung hero of the British music scene, which is ironic given how many incredible musical acts this northern city has produced. Take, for example, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, the deafeningly loud Def Leppard. Originally known as Atomic Mass, the band formed back in 1976, with their first gig taking place in a dining hall at a school in Sheffield. Combining the power of heavy metal with catchy pop hooks, their unique sound propelled them from the smaller clubs of their hometown towards stardom on the international stage, with hits including Pour Some Sugar on Me and Love Bites. Before they hit the big time, Def Leppard supported another Sheffield-born band, The Human League, at The Limit venue, a huge dark basement club on West Street. The Human League emerged from the city's underground scene with their number one hit single, Don't You Want Me, in 1981. And legend has it that Sheffield's only cocktail bar, at the time Sinatra's Style Bar, was the inspiration for their lyric, "You were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar when I met you." And it's important to mention that the Human League were part of the incredibly influential electronic pop scene that flourished in Sheffield, along with Cabaret Voltaire, Heaven 17, Thompson Twins, all having their roots in Sheffield. Pulp, of course, are another one of Sheffield's proudest musical exports, having formed all the way back in 1978 when Jarvis Cocker met his bandmate Peter Dalton at the City School. Rather incredibly, it took more than a decade before they became a household name, riding the wave of the Britpop music explosion in the 1990s, and finally having their first top 10 hit with the anthemic Common People in 1995. It's been said that no musician has a stronger connection to Sheffield than Richard Hawley, former member of Pulp and also Longpigs, and a huge influence on our next band, the Arctic Monkeys. While stardom came at a measured pace for Pulp, for the Arctic Monkeys, success was almost overnight. If you want to start at the beginning of their rock journey, then you need to head to the Grapes Pub on Tribbett Lane, just a 15-minute walk from Sheffield Station, which saw the 16-year-old band members perform together for the first time in 2003. And they were brilliant right from the very, very beginning. One of those gigs in 2003, I remember going to see them and standing in the balcony and Alex Turner looking up, spotting me in the crowd and just going, "All right, Joe." That was it. They released their debut album 3 years later, which, thanks to an incredible following of online fans, quickly became the fastest selling debut album in British history. And can I just apologise for my terrible impersonation of Alex Turner? Over the years, they've drawn on their hometown for inspiration countless times. Fans can visit the suburb of Hunter's Bar, which is name checked in Fake Tales of San Francisco. It's about a 20-minute bus ride from the train station. Arctic Monkeys are huge contributors to Sheffield's already thriving music scene, which today includes up-and-coming band The Raytons, a band with a huge passionate following. Also, electric nightlife with the likes of The Frog and Parrot, Cuckoo and The Leadmill, just a few names still playing indie music on a regular basis. So many reasons to pay Sheffield a visit.